The chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board is Al Swagger. And Al, I would like you, first of all, just to tell us a brief history of yourself and how you got involved in into this position.
Well, I was very active on the policy side for many years, and 6 years ago, I was put on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and so I've enjoyed 6 years of being on both the operating committee and then the last 3 years as an officer. So, you know, it's a great beef industry, and I really have appreciated and enjoyed all the relationships we have out there, as well as making beef that's what's for dinner really go.
Well, I know that we're going to see a lot of things happen over the next couple days here at the convention with all of the committee meetings that will be held and events on Saturday, too. Could you give us a little bit of an overview of the year past here as the chairman? I know that we'll have a new one here by the end of the weekend, but from your perspective as the outgoing chairman.
Well, I sure will. You know, the last year has been somewhat challenging to start, but, you know, the good news from the Supreme Court, I think, was good news not only for the beef industry, but for all the checkoffs. And it really kind of put at ease some of the things that I think people were wondering whether what we were going to have for a checkoff, what it would look like if we lost that case. And so it's made it much easier. But I think the producers ought to know that it's really been business as usual even before we had the outcome of that Supreme Court, because, you know, we have to invest those dollars wisely for all those who pay into the checkoff, and that's really what we're charged with.
Well, here at this meeting, we're doing something a little new, and that's having a blog element to the whole website strategy for the checkoff. Can you tell us what the goal is here with this new kind of website?
Well, I sure can. You know, some of the producers that can't be here have asked, and even some of them here have said, you know, the people back home that want to know what's going on in a given committee meeting or right after it happens, we're getting that information on the Internet so that if all they have to do is check on the beefmeeting.com blog, and gosh, they immediately, within an hour, can know what happened in a given committee, what's happening here, what some of the things that will happen. And so really that's what we're doing from the beef checkoff side, is to make available to those people that aren't at this convention, really let them know and enter into what's happening.
What would you say are some of the important announcements that are being made here at this meeting that are important to people investing money in the checkoff?
Well, I think one of the primary ones is something that we're proud and hope gets approved here at this, and that is the new long-range plan. The long-range plan for the last 10 years, we've had two of them, two five-year plans that have been very much instrumental in the direction we've gone in, and especially in not only increasing the know-how and what we have with new cuts with beef, but also in the area of issues management and some of these things, because we know that with BSE, if we hadn't done a good job, consumer confidence wouldn't be as high as it is in the safety of beef. So as we move forward, we know that we have really increased demand for beef greatly over the last, well, since 1998, as we took it on as one of our goals. And so as we continue for 2010, then, we want to increase demand by 10%. But that's only part of it, because I think we need to look a lot more global as we look forward, and certainly competition, not only in this country, but from the world in the beef markets.
Would you give us a message to cattlemen throughout the country about what you would want them most to know about the checkoff in terms of the activities that it does on their behalf?
I think it's important that producers know that every dollar we have, we try to stretch as far as we can. And as we look, for example, into advertising, where we can partner with some of the food service people, you know, for every dollar that we spend, we know that the industry puts in approximately $60 to $70. So with the $2 million we've invested in the last 3 years into partnerships with some of the food service people, you know, the McDonald's and some of those people with new products, they've invested, for our $2 million, they've invested about $130 million. So that's the kind of dividends that we are looking for to make that dollar go further, as well as invest it wisely.
Thank you very much, Al Swagger, who is the outgoing chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And congratulations on your year, Al. And we hope to talk to you again before the end of the meeting. And reporting from the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.